We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Hi, and welcome to the Road to Dreamforce. I'm Amanda Garcia on the Strategic Events team, and I'm joined today by Stacey Cashewback. Welcome, Stacey.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on to talk all things transportation.
Yes, one of my absolute favorite subjects about Dreamforce.
All right, well, let's start with getting to the campus for our attendees that are staying a little bit away from the Dreamforce campus.
Yes. We have campus shuttles that will be available from all 105 hotels, roughly, that are in the official Dreamforce hotel block. Specifically for the hotels that are coming from the East Bay or hotels that are located on the peninsula or kind of, you know, Fisherman's Wharf, some are, that are a little further away from the core downtown campus. So there are 14 shuttle routes that I've talked about. Some hotels will share a pickup point, so there might not be a specific spot at your hotel. Be sure to take a look at the overall shuttle schedule, which is in the mobile app and on the website as well, so that you can get some more details about your specific hotel. We are offering these services Monday through Thursday, and we've got the specific schedule available on the website and in the mobile app as well.
Great.
And if you are not staying at one of those hotels or if you're missing the hours in some fashion, public transit is always a great way to get to the campus. BART is something that's really easy. When we were picking the hotels that we're using in the East Bay, we're trying to make sure that they're on the BART line because it's really easy to get into San Francisco. Same thing for the San Francisco Airport and Peninsula hotels. Coming up, you can either use Caltrain or BART from the Millbrae area. We'll also get you right straight into San Francisco, and you're looking for the Powell Street Station. That's the closest to the Moscone Center area.
Great. Good to know. So once people get into the city, if they're staying outside and they get to Dreamforce, what is the best way to get around the actual campus?
Truth be told, walking. Using your own feet. We've talked before about wearing comfortable shoes. That's one of the most essential items that you can have when you're planning to come to Dreamforce. It's about a 15-minute walk to really get from one point of the campus to another. And because there are so many cars on the street, there's street closures due to the event in general, walking is really the best way to get around. In addition to that, though, we do offer pedicabs.
Fun.
I know, they're one of my favorite ways to get around, and sometimes it's easy to navigate the crowd in one of those open-air pedicabs. They are free to all conference attendees, and they're really easy to identify. They've got Dreamforce branding all over them. And then if you ride a bike, we've also got a bike valet.
Oh, that's great. Where is that located?
So it's going to be located in the Paseo area.
Oh.
I know. It's a brand new area that's on the backside of the new Moscone South building.
Okay.
So that's all highlighted on the map that's within the mobile app and on the website as well.
Great. So if you have not already, make sure that you do download that mobile app so you have all of that information
Definitely.
At your fingertips.
Definitely.
Great. Any other transportation knowledge that you can share?
Sure. We know everybody will do rideshare,
right,
whether it's Uber or Lyft or honestly even a taxi, which is a great way to get around the city. I feel a little old school when I hail a taxi cab now, but it really gets me where I need to go. So we're encouraging people to use the dedicated rideshare drop-off locations as much as possible. Again, really trying to help with some of the traffic congestion that's going to be on the streets. So you can find all of that again in the mobile app or on the website.
Thank you so much, Stacey, for being on today and sharing all of your transportation knowledge with us.
No problem. Maybe you'll see us in one of those pedicabs out on the road.
Yes, let's take a ride.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.